Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Is this thing on? I hope it is. Okay, hello people, what's up? Welcome to another episode of the Smarks List, a.k.a. Smart Mark Radio. I am your host, the man, the myth, the legend, Chris S. Fleming. So, tonight, we will be doing, well, I will be doing, along with all my supporters, the usual, we will be ripping apart this odd phenomenon known as the IWC, the Internet Wrestling Community, the Smart Marks, the people, the know-it-alls, the dumbasses, the Cena haters, the Triple H haters, the Flemwads, those people, you know who the fuck I'm talking about. Okay. But, okay. So how's everybody doing this evening? You good? You ready? Let's get down to business. Okay. I want to talk about, once again, I want to talk about just this little thing that bothers me. There are a lot of wrestlers out there who are kind of bitter and kind of mad that they didn't make it. And then they want to look to guys like John Cena to blame, or guys like Sheamus, or really, you know, any one of the mainstream guys that we see on TV nowadays. I have to be real with you guys. As much as I love you guys, if you didn't make it to the WWE or Vince fired you or whatever, it's not because you can't wrestle, okay? It's just because you did not have you didn't have it, all right? You know, it's like you did not have, you know, charisma or anything that, you know, was required of you to have, you know, to be a successful star in the WWE. You can't have, you know, like I said earlier in one of these, you can't have just wrestling moves. Wrestling moves alone will not get you anywhere. It's the charisma that is used as the fuel to to get your character or whatever you're trying to do off the ground. But hey, what do I know, right? I'm just a mark. So instead of, you know, sitting here talking like I know everything, unlike smart marks, what I'm going to do is direct you to guide to somebody who is more qualified to talk about these things. I'm going to let you guys ask wrestlers, okay? If you know any wrestlers, any real wrestlers, any veteran wrestlers, any people that will not bullshit you, ask them, okay? They will tell you. Charisma is always going to be first as to having a bunch of cool moves, okay? That's just the way it works. You may not like it, but it's the truth. Okay, with that being said, sorry, my computer's a little slow today, guys. Trying to get it up and running. So I'm just kind of like talking, you know, trying to find things to talk about until, you know, okay, now it's finally starting to behave. Okay, let's see what we have here. Let's go to this one page. If I can get my computer to move fast enough. All right. Well, firstly, as it relates to what I was talking about just now, let me read this from the page of The Angry Wrestling Vet, which I believe you guys should go ask him if you guys want to know. If you guys think I'm full of shit, go ask him. He's a smart guy. He's a wrestling veteran. Nobody knows who he is. He's a mystery, but he has been in the business. He has seen in-ring competition, and he's been doing it for a long time. I'm going to plug him right now. Angry Wrestling Vet. Like him on Facebook if you really want to learn something, especially all the people that are in the business. If you want to know something, much like myself, you know, because even though, you know, I'm not really all the way in the business, you know, I'm slowly getting into the business more and more every day, so I like this Facebook page to learn more about it. And I learned some great things from him, just like I learned from all my veteran friends. Once again, Angry Wrestling Vet. That's Angry Wrestling Vet. Like him on Facebook. I'm going to read something to you guys that he posted earlier as it relates to, you know, guys who are all upset and bitter and pissy, you know, that they didn't make it in the WWE and they want to blame others for, you know, their mishaps. is from former head of WWE Talent Relations, Mike Bucci, B-U-C-C-I, if I pronounce that correctly. I always have to laugh when shitty, never was independent guys want to blame guys like me or others for like me. Oh, sorry, guys. Others like me for not making it, quote, making it. There are a lot of guys out there who deserve the shot. They paid dues and worked hard. I feel bad for those guys, as the business is unforgiving as is far from, quote, fair. But in 90% of the cases I've seen, most of the guys that don't make it have only themselves to blame. Instead of doing what it takes, they'd rather sit around, blame others, take drugs, continue to look terrible, and never get better. For them, there is no gym time, no tape study, no sacrifice, no improvement at all. Most are nowhere near as good as they think they are, which is why they don't get booked and eventually fade away. Instead of cooking up crazy theories on how they got screwed or could have been a, quote, star, they would have been better served getting better gear, seeking out mentors, and learning their craft. They took the shorter route, while all the others, while those of us made it, took a much harder path in life to get where we wanted to be. Next time you sit around wondering what could have been, ask yourself if you really did do all you could to take advantage of what was presented to you. Odds are, in your delusional world, you'll say you did. Those of us that live in the real world know better. And that's what he posted earlier today. He's a smart guy. I hope you guys understand that. Any of you smart marks who think you know everything, you want to know something? Like this page too. I advise you to like this page too. Angry Wrestling Fan. Once again, like him on Facebook. With that being said, let's go ahead and go into some smart mark bullshit, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, smart mark bullshit. Let's see, what's the latest bullshit that's on the internet today besides this Ethan jackass? Sorry. Oh, man, I've killed myself. Okay. This page is taking a long time to know. You're killing my mojo. Come on, internet. You're killing my mojo. Okay. Don't care about that. Okay. WWE is confused as why Brie Bella isn't more over with the fans. Your thoughts? Oh, you want to know my thoughts? My thoughts are actually a question. Who said this? How do you know any of this? Where do you get your info, man? Where do you get your info? Who knows? How do you know who's over and who's not? Do you have an inside source in WWE that tells you that automatically leaks all this shit out? Because I don't think you do. I think you're just making shit up. I think a lot of these, 90% of these so-called dirt sheet websites, quote, dirt sheet websites, make half, actually almost all of their shit up. And wrestling fans, and mainly the smart marks, being the idiots and the little, you know, shits that they are, who believe anything and everything, much like how the media will toss anything out about a celebrity and the public will just eat it up and automatically assume it's true, you guys will automatically assume it's true. Randy Orton holds people back. Triple H is an asshole backstage. Randy Orton got Kennedy fired. You know, that type of shit. You automatically believe it without even realizing that there is, quote, myself, two sides to every story. There's he said, there's she said, and then you have the truth. So actually that makes that three sides, but you know what I mean. You've all heard it before. Don't play fucking stupid with me. Okay. What else do we have here? All the profile pages will eventually include official Twitter accounts that will enable you to communicate. Okay. No, that's nothing. What is this? Okay, let me address this right here. Let me read it out first. You know how some people are foolish enough to think I'm loyal to the WWE, so I won't watch any other company. Well, those idiots missed out on one of the best feuds ever between Dean Malenko and Chris Jericho. Okay, let me say this. Let me tell you my opinion on this. Let me, from my view, okay, and let me tell you how I am. I am primarily a WWE fan, okay? I am. Reason is because they can't get into my emotions. They can't, because, you know, they're the one wrestling company that's around nowadays that can really tap into my emotions, tap into my system, tap into my psyche, and tap into my whole, you know, way of thinking and get me emotionally invested into a match. You know, Impact Wrestling, they try to do that, and I understand that they're trying to do that, but they don't do it. They can't do it at the levels of the WWE. You know, the WWE has been doing this a long time. They're not stupid. They got smart people running their ship. People who have been doing this a long time, booking their stuff. They know what they're doing. Ring of Honor, maybe they'll get there someday. I mean, I do watch Ring of Honor every now and then. I don't hate them at all, you know. I do not hate them. Ring of Honor is not bad, okay? If you're a Ring of Honor guy, then that's fine, okay? I applaud that. If you're a TNA guy, that's fine. That's fine. But don't come over saying, Ring of Honor's real wrestling. The WWE ain't real wrestling. Ring of Honor, you know, actually, you know, gives people chances. And they don't hold people back, you know. They're real wrestling. They don't have stupid storylines. Correction, dumbass. If you want to watch real wrestling, like I think I said this earlier, and I also said it to, from, you know, a lot of my veteran friends and wrestling friends. If you want real wrestling, go watch the Olympics. Or go to a high school that has a wrestling team and watch them compete every weekend. That's where you'll see real wrestling. This is entertainment, okay? Separate the two. Entertainment, real wrestling. Yes, it does hurt. Yes, they do get hurt. Yes, they do get cut up. They get beat up. But once again, it's for your entertainment. Like I said, if you want real wrestling, go watch the Olympics or go watch the local high school wrestling team compete. Al Snow will tell you the same thing. All right. Okay. Now, I know I've been talking to some people about this, and I'm not sure they really understand this, but, and this to every last smart mark that I'm talking to who may be listening to this, they may hate my guts. You're going to hate my guts even more after this. Do you know the definition of a worker? Do you? Do you know what a worker is? Do you know what a worker does? Of course you don't. Some of you are probably saying, a worker is somebody that can wrestle. A worker is somebody that, do a bunch of cool moves, that type of stuff. You know, John Cena can't work. He sucks. He can't wrestle. Correction. John Cena can work. John Cena pulls a reaction out of you. He invokes an emotional response out of the audience. He sells the merch. He sells the tickets. People come to the arena to see him or see him get his ass beat. This is the definition of a worker. What a worker does, I don't know much about it, but I know enough. A worker is somebody who can make you pay to see them or make you pay to see them get their ass kicked. A worker is somebody who draws a reaction out of you. A worker is somebody who pulls you into that arena and puts butts in the seats each and every night and sells out that fucking place. That's what a worker does. A worker, when he gets on the microphone, he can make you cheer him or make you boo him or both. A worker is somebody who, like I just said, he pulls a reaction out of you. He gets you emotionally invested into him. And it's like, and if he does that, it's one thing to be a wrestler. Anybody, Al Snow said this, and I think I said this not long ago. Anybody can put on a pair of boots and a pair of trunks and call themselves a professional wrestler. Not just anybody can be a professional worker. It's the same exact thing as everybody can call themselves a painter, but not everybody can be an artist. That is exactly what Al Snow said. And I guarantee you, 92% of the wrestlers that hear this, they will not disagree. I promise you they will not disagree. So, Smart Marks, go ahead and try me. Go ahead and try to find some flaw in what I'm saying like you always do, because you always find a flaw in every little fucking thing that somebody who doesn't agree with you or has a better opinion. Yes, I said better opinion. Better opinion. Not more valid, but better opinion. A better opinion than yours, you always want to seem to find a flaw in everything that they say, so you can go ahead and say, that doesn't make sense, Let me give you some examples of a worker. Besides John Cena. CM Punk. He is a worker. He is on top right now, not because he can wrestle, because he has a decent connection with the audience, and he can work a crowd. Chris Jericho. Oh, Chris Jericho. Yes, that's another internet darling. Not on top because he can wrestle. He's on top because he can work a crowd. He does that really well. And if you don't believe me, go back and watch the Monday Night Raw back here in my hometown in Memphis, Tennessee, almost a couple years ago when he first returned, and all those people went crazy for him, went crazy for him, went crazy for him, went crazy for him. And he basically didn't get a microphone and did absolutely nothing. He did nothing the whole time. He just stood there, ran around the whole arena, maybe messing with them a bit or two, but that's all he did. He stood there for like 5 or 6 minutes in the ring, and those people just went crazy. That's a prime example. That's a prime example. He did virtually nothing for almost 10 minutes, and those people were out of breath by the time he left. That's what a worker does. That's how you get a reaction. That's what a worker does. That is the true definition of a worker. Making those people react to you, making them scream or boo for you to the point where they are out of breath and you barely even have to do anything, but maybe say a few words to get the thing going and talk on the microphone or do whatever. It's called psychology, guys. Psychology. Didn't I talk about this not long ago? Smart marks. Do you get it? Okay, then. Anyway, off that, I should be letting you guys know about some of the stupid things that smart marks say. Paul, I apologize. Just had to get that off my chest. Well, nothing really on this page, so let's go to the IWC Logic page. That's IWC Logic. IWC Logic. Like it on Facebook. If you don't like smart marks, you'll love this page. I promise you, you will have so much fun with this page. You can go to it, like it, post whatever you want to hear. Well, not hear, but post whatever you hear smart marks saying. Post some of the dumbest shit that you hear them saying. Post it all. Anything that you hear that sounds even remotely stupid coming out of their dumb mouths, post that shit. Post it. All right. Now, IWC Logic, how are you? Let me do some IWC imitations right now.
I'm Mark, and I'm really smart, and I'm here to tell you, John Cena cannot wrestle. He only does 5 moves. He's a Vince McMahon ass kisser. He doesn't deserve to be where he is. There are more deserving people out there that deserve to be where he is. Like, for example, Curt Hawkins. He's an awesome wrestler. He should be world champion, not John Cena. He can draw. He can wrestle. He has so many cool moves. Who else? JTG. He should be world champion. He could save the WWE from the menace that is Vince McMahon.
Okay, anyway, here's something. Hasn't stepped foot inside the ring. Calls himself a pro wrestling analyst. Let me get my Miz on right quick. Really? 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 So, let me get this straight, guys. You've never worked a match or been in a ring in your whole life, yet you're a pro wrestling analyst, or yet you know what it takes to have a 5-star match. And you're probably saying, well, Chris, you've never been in a ring before. You've never wrestled a match in your life, correct? You're right, I haven't. But you know what? The things that I think that I talk about are things that you guys seem to fail to ignore and realize. All the things that I talk about is just common sense stuff. It's stuff that's very easy to understand. The difference between me and you guys is when there's something that I feel that I don't know about that I probably shouldn't be talking about comes up, I leave it to somebody who's in the business to talk about. Unless they give me full permission to go ahead and talk about it, then I talk about it. But I don't act like I know everything. That's the difference between me and you guys. I'm not stuck up like that. I don't know everything. There are still some things about the wrestling business that I don't understand, and I'm probably not meant to understand. You get it? That's the difference between me and you guys. You want a real smart wrestling fan? Look right here. This is a real smart wrestling fan. I'm not a smart mark at all. A smart mark is an idiot. Matter of fact, Al Snow also said this. Smart mark, oxymoronic term. Thank you, Quan Chang, for telling me that. Shout out to your brother. Okay. What else do we have here? A picture of John Cena on a meme. Click. And it says, on the meme, okay, here it is. I don't always compete for the world heavyweight title, but when I do, my haters cry more than the Big Show. Well, it's true. The amount of bitching and complaining that I've seen and heard from smart marks all over the internet ever since John Cena was announced to be in the main event at Hell in a Cell, and also his big return from injury, has been, as usual, through the roof. Matter of fact, not even through the roof. No, not through the roof. Through the damn moon. It goes all the way to the great beyond. To infinity and beyond, like Buzz Lightyear would say. That's insanity. Yes, that's crazy, isn't it? Yeah, it is. It is, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. All my supporters listening, are you guys laughing? You laughing? Please laugh at me. Are you laughing? You laughing? Are you laughing? You love me? You really love me? You love me, don't you? You love me? Yeah, I know. I love myself. I mean, I'm just sitting here right here just talking about smart marks. Yeah, yeah, you don't understand what I'm saying, but I'm saying anyway. Okay. Enough of my goofing off. Okay. Click, 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 click. Hurry up, computer. Okay. Has a go at you for liking a jobber. Thinks JTG never got a fair shot and can list 15 reasons why Yoshitatsu deserves a run with the world heavyweight title. This is smart mark logic to the max right here. Okay. This is another thing. You guys throw around insider terms like you know what they mean. Jobber. Heel. Babyface. Buried. Do you guys even know the true meaning of those terms? Me, I don't know the for sure true meanings of all those terms, but I'm trying to learn the true meanings, okay? I don't want to sound stupid when I give an opinion on it like you guys. I want to sound more educated. I know I'm not going to sound completely educated, but I want to sound more educated. You know what I mean? And I know some of you probably look at this and say, it's freedom of speech. I can express my opinion if I want to. Fuck that. I said this on Facebook yesterday. Freedom of speech should only be given to those who can successfully pass an IQ test. You guys have the IQ of a dead street rat. Yep, that's a pipe bomb right there. There's a big-ass insult. Let me say that again. Do you want me... Did you guys miss it? You want me to say it again? Let me rewind it. You guys have the IQ of a dead street rat. A dead street rat. Do you get it? A dead street rat. I'm sure they're probably fucking fire ants out there that are smarter than you guys. Matter of fact, they probably are, you know, because fire ants are pretty smart bugs. But, yeah. You think that JTG never got a fair shot? You guys want to get on somebody for liking a jobber, and then you guys want to jack sit there in front of your little computers and jack off to JTG's matches saying, that guy should be world champion. He's the guy that should be world champion. Not John Cena. John Cena, he shouldn't be world champion. JTG would be world heavyweight champion if it wasn't John Cena. Correction. JTG is no more entertaining than a dead bird. Did you get that? Let me rewind again. JTG is no more entertaining than a dead bird. Once again, he is no more entertaining than a dead bird. Shout out to everybody who is actually listening tonight or might be listening later. I don't really have time to name you guys because it's a long list, but hope you guys are listening. What else do we have here? Let's go down this page, see what I can find, what more stupid bullshit I can find. for you guys to laugh your asses off at. Give a round of applause. Give Blog Talk Radio a round of applause, and everybody at WFSO for making this possible. If it was for them, I would not have this show. So I thank you guys for the opportunity. Thank you so much, and I hope you guys, you know, really appreciate what I'm doing, and I hope I'm doing a good job, and I'm making you guys proud. So anyway, shout out to you guys. Scroll down some more. Shit, this computer is fucking stupid. Can't wait to get myself a new computer, guys. I'm gonna tell you. Skip. But you know what I mean? It's just what I was talking about earlier. You know, you can't. Oh, here's some crazy shit. I just thought about it. John Cena cheats on his wife, right? He cheats on his wife, and everybody jumps all over him for it. Hey, guys. And you guys say that fucking he's probably cheated on his wife God knows how many times with a bunch of different women. Do you have any idea how many girls Shawn Michaels fucked around with? I think he even cheated on his wife one time, his ex-wife, before he met Rebecca. He cheated on her. Bret Hart, he cheated on his wife or his ex-wife. I'm not sure if they're still married and together or not. No, they probably aren't. You know, I'm just sorry, guys. I don't really do too much. I don't like to, you know, I'm not one of those types of people that likes to have my nose too far inside, you know, my favorite celebrity's personal lives, you know. I'm not like that. Unlike you guys, I don't try to dig shit up. I have life, a job, a life, and money. Simple as that. Okay. What else do we have here? Okay, I'm going to have to click the picture to see if I can find it. Let me see how many more minutes I got for you guys to be with y'all. I got two more minutes, so I'm going to go ahead and see if I can nail a couple cool, funny things out the way to give you guys a good laugh before I get off the air tonight. And go listen to my Justin Timberlake CD and my Drake CD. Yes, that's right. I'm a big music fan. I listen to everything from every genre. You name that singer, I know them. And if I don't know them when you name them, I'll probably Google them. Okay. What do we have here? Predicts The Undertaker win at WrestleMania. Thinks he is a genius. Damn, did the lie detector just go off in here? I think you're lying, dude. Okay. Move on. Smarks be like, Cena always wins. Royal Rumble. Wins Royal Rumble. Loses Batista in the first Royal Rumble. In the final four Royal Rumble. Wins Money in the Bank. Loses to Miz at the WrestleMania. Loses to The Rock. You get it. He doesn't always win. But anyway, guys, this has been fun. And let me go ahead and wrap this up just so you guys can get a broad idea of it. Wins Royal Rumble, loses to Batista in the first Final Four at the Royal Rumble 2005, loses to The Miz at WrestleMania 27 and The Rock at WrestleMania 28, wins Money in the Bank, and the first person to lose a Money in the Bank match after he cashes in, loses to Batista in first Dream match, quote, Cena does not always win. You get it? You guys are idiots. Yet again, this is your selective vision and memory kicking in. You're just being the delusional morons that you guys are. But anyway, as I close out tonight, I want to thank all of you for listening to my stupid ass talk about your even stupider asses and exposing you guys for the, yes, I'm an idiot, but you guys are bigger idiots, and exposing you guys for the bigger idiots that you are, and to all my serious listeners, to all my supporters, to all of my fans who actually love and listen to what I say and try to listen to me each and every week. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. I'm about to get up out of here, go relax. I have a day off tomorrow, and I'm about to enjoy that shit. Happy early Halloween, peeps. And I will see you guys on the flip side next week. Tune in, 9 o'clock.